Unit 17. Holidays. Number 1. Listen to the man telephoning the hotel to book a room and fill in the form. Royal Hotel, good afternoon. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to book a room, please, for the 23rd of December.
Right. The 23rd of December.
Yes, please.
How long for?
2 days.
So, the 23rd to the 25th of December.
That is correct, thank you.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And what time will you be arriving on the 23rd?
Approximately 2:30.
2:30 p.m., yes?
Yes, indeed, yes.
And what kind of room would you like, sir? A single or a double?
Single, please.
Single room. Right. Could you give me your name, please?
Yes, it's Mr. J. Pidgley.
Pidgley. Could you spell that for me, please?
P-I-D-G-L-E-Y.
P-I-D-G-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Mr. J. Pidgley.
That's right.
Yes, from the 23rd to the 25th of December, a single room arriving at 2:30 p.m.
And you can confirm that?
Yes, that's okay, sir.
Thank you very much indeed.
Look forward to seeing you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Number 2. Listen to the 3 announcements and look at the departures board below. Then decide which flight each announcement refers to. Write down where the passengers should go.
Would passengers on flight IB420 to Madrid please proceed through gate 2 for immediate boarding? Passengers for Madrid, gate number 2.
British Airways regret to announce a delay on their flight BA265 to Rotterdam. This is due to adverse weather conditions. The estimated time of takeoff is now 1600 hours. Would passengers please wait in the departure lounge? Thank you.
This is a call for passengers on Air New Zealand flight 249 to Auckland. We regret to announce a further delay on this flight. Passengers can obtain a voucher for refreshments from the information desk. These will be accepted in the cafeteria. We apologise for this delay. Passengers on Air New Zealand flight 249 can obtain refreshment vouchers at the information desk. Thank you.
Number 3. Indicate the position of each of the places to visit by putting the correct number in the box. Good morning. Can I help you?
Oh, good morning. Yes, please. I'd like to have some information about nice places around here, because I'm going to spend the morning in this city, and I don't know exactly where I could go.
Well, you could go to the open-air market. It's not far from the hotel, and they have delightful fresh fruits and vegetables. They have homemade jams and jellies. They also sell ceramics and handmade jellies and leather goods. I think you'd enjoy it.
Oh, that's a good idea, yes. Could you tell me where it is?
Yes. If you leave the hotel and you make a right turn and you follow a winding road, you go over a bridge onto Plum Island. And it's right there.
Oh, that sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. There are also some tourist shops and cafes not far from the hotel. If you're interested in buying souvenirs...
Oh, no, I'm not so keen on that. Don't you have something special which I should see?
Yes, well, there's a cathedral. If you leave the hotel and make a left turn and go over the bridge, you go up a hill and there it is. You can climb to the top and you have a very beautiful view of the city.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I'd love to go there. Yeah. Is it far from here or...
No, it's not far at all. Also, don't forget the aquarium. We have a very nice aquarium here.
What's that?
Oh, aquarium is like a zoo for fish. They have large tanks filled with fish that you can look at.
Well, no, not really, I think.
Okay, and there's also a very nice restaurant. It's called the Overlook and is not far from the hotel. If you make a left turn when you leave the hotel, it's right near, and it overlooks the falls.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoy your morning here.
Bye-bye then.
Bye. Number 4. Listen and decide which of the three types of holiday in the picture above each of these people want. Why and how they'll spend their time.
Well, I'm off tomorrow. I'm leaving tomorrow. Great. Holiday. Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, nice. Where are you going?
Italy. Tell us more. Oh. Well, I'm leaving at 8 tomorrow morning. Yes, driving to Gatwick, so that's about an hour. So I'm arriving at the airport 9 o'clock and taking off at 10 o'clock. Going on a cultural holiday. This is what I've wanted to do for a long time. Yes. The usual sort of thing is lying on a beach, but this is going to be a bit different.
Yes, you don't like that, do you?
No. So I'm hoping to do some museums, art galleries, taste a bit of the food and the drink and the lifestyle of Italy. I've always wanted to go there. I've got a whole list of, you know, museums and art galleries. And in fact, I'm hiring a car in Milan so I can drive around a bit. I can leave Milan and go south if I get bored with that city. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that's not really my cup of tea at all for a holiday. No, I don't think I'll be doing that this year.
What are your plans then, Barbara?
Well, I'm not sure. I may go somewhere. Well, I don't know. I may go to Tenerife. I just want something, you know, where I can relax. Lie in the sun for 2 weeks and come back, you know, looking fantastic. But I'm not sure where I'm going to go. I might go to Tenerife. I might go to Greece. You know, I haven't really made up my mind.
So you're not a culture vulture like myself.
Oh, no. I mean, I like watching programmes on the television, you know. But when it comes to walking around museums for your holiday, no, that's not me at all. I'm far happier, you know, drinking up the old sunshine on the beach there.
Yes, I agree about that, actually.
Dropping into a bar at, you know, lunchtime back on the beach. What about you, Mike? What are your plans?
Well, I'm quite happy to stay in England.
Really? Yes. What about the weather?
Weather's no problem. Brave man. I'll take it as it comes. Yes, yeah, sure. No, I shall head off north to the Lake District as I usually do. I'm going at the end of term. Nice. I've got a week free. Have you got something booked? Yes. What sort of thing? Small cottage. Nice. Self-catering. Like to do that. Don't trust anyone else's food. No. So I shall do that.
But what about if it's really raining, or...
Well, if it's raining really hard, if it's really chucking it down, I'll go out in the car, perhaps. But I don't really mind. I don't really mind going out in bad weather.
But you go out, rain or shine?
I don't mind, yes. No, I've got the equipment. I don't mind. In fact, it's often more exciting if the weather's a bit wild. Wind, rain, all that business. The elements, you know.
Well, I wish you luck. It's not my scene at all.
Nor mine, I'm afraid. No.
Number 5. Listen to the 5 travel announcements and match them with the corresponding picture below.
The 11:20 to Exeter will be leaving from Platform 9. Platform 9.
Mind the doors, please. Mind the doors.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please? In 5 minutes' time, we shall be stopping at the Canterbury restaurant for lunch. Please make sure you are back at the coach by 1:30. Thank you.
Will passengers on flight Swissair SR812 to Geneva please proceed to gate number 5 for immediate boarding.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a few moments we shall be landing at Gatwick. You are asked to remain seated with safety belts fastened and with seats in an upright position until the aircraft has come to a complete halt. Please refrain from smoking until you are inside the air terminal. Thank you.
Number 6. They are talking about places they have been to and what they did there. Listen and write as much information as you can.
Listening to your talking about holidays makes me feel really envious, Caroline. You seem to have been everywhere.
Yes, I have visited several countries. Germany, France, Spain, Italy, the Low Countries. And recently I've been to West Africa.
Oh, and where? What did you do there?
Well, I visited Senegal, Gambia, Morocco. A marvellous time. And did you eat the local food while you were there? Well, mostly fruit, mangoes. And they were delicious.
What are mangoes like?
Very much like an orange.
I've eaten mangoes, yeah. They're delicious. They really are good. Yeah. I ate them in the West Indies when I was there a few years ago.
Oh, you have eaten? No, I... Well, not to West Africa, but I have been to Egypt, which was very exciting. And while we were there, we saw the pyramids, which were absolutely breathtaking. They really were wonderful.
And how did you travel?
Well, we travelled mostly by road. But in fact, we did have, on one occasion, a camel ride, which I was rather frightened by, to tell the truth, and I found it much too bumpy and unsafe.
Ever been on a camel, Bart? No, I've never been on a camel. I've only been on horses, which is very tame.
I've been on a camel. It's a very unexciting ride, I think.
What about you, Robin? No, I've never been anywhere very exotic. I went to Germany on one occasion and visited the wine festival. That sounds great. And I hear the food is really good there as well. Yes, very good indeed, yes. Have you ever tried sauerkraut, for example?
No, I haven't. But did you eat it while you were there?
Sauerkraut with sausage. Yes, it's very, very good. Sounds fantastic, yeah. Yes, and with the German wine, it's excellent.